Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it to you. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203. We're heard on all the apps. Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio stations like KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll play some Barron Sports Trivia. Art Source from Galaxy Sports, of course, will join us. Laura Snoke, attorney, I've known her many, many, many years. She'll join us, and my cousin Andy Barron will join us all straight away on Sports Overnight America. On Thursday of this week, Mr. Ohtani of the Dodgers did something that I'm not sure we've ever seen in baseball before. Now, Art's 127 years of age, so he saw Ty Cobb and people like that. So we'll talk to Art about that. We'll talk to Laura, who's been a big Dodger fan forever. And Andy's a Red Sox fan. And maybe Ted Williams did something, you know, basically hit 406. Not bad. But on a one-day performance, three home runs, a couple of stolen bases, 10 RBIs, the Dodgers won a close one, 20-3. And Ohtani's in that 50-50 club. I'm not sure that's as good as the five-time club on SNL, but it's pretty close. All right, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. First 2 weeks of the NFL season, any surprises? Yeah, a few. And the Rams are 0-2. They play the 49ers on Sunday in Los Angeles. 49ers are 6.5-point favorite, but everybody's injured on both clubs, so we're not sure what's going to happen as far as that is concerned. But if the Rams go 0-3, the odds of making the playoffs are less than 5%. So we'll discuss that too, and we'll discuss everything, and we'll come back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa. Oh, no. Wait. Whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. And so much is happening in sports. Laura Snoke, you're a big Dodger fan like forever. Did you ever see a night or a late day game, depending on how you talk about it, in Miami on Thursday? And Mr. Ohtani, 10 RBIs, 3 home runs. Take it away, Laura.
No, I mean... I remember listening on the radio to Sandy Koufax's perfect game, but as far as just an individual offensive performance, I've never seen anything like it. It was just spectacular. I mean, it started out with his first at bat, right? He hit a home run I forget whether he stole a base on his first at bat or he hit a home run, but it was pretty remarkable. I thought it was really interesting that when he came up, I think it was in the seventh inning, and first base was open and the coach pitched to him. And then he hit a home run on that. I forget whether a home run or a double,
home run.
The journalist asked the coach why he pitched to him. And he said, well, I didn't really want to offend the baseball gods. I thought that was so great. It was fantastic. And
Andy Barron, you're 3,000 miles in Connecticut. You ever remember a three home run, 10 RBI game?
No, certainly not. And, you know, I think he ended the debate on who the best player in the game is today and probably opened up the debate of who's the best player of all time, right? I mean, in addition to that game also got him to the 50-50 mark when it feels like just yesterday Jose Canseco got to the 30-30 mark and everyone thought that was a huge deal, right? So he's taken this thing to a whole new level.
Art Source, five-timer hosting on SNL or the 50-50 club? What's more important?
Well, I think the 50-50 club proves what a great all-around athlete Shohei Ohtani is. But, Fred, I remember a doubleheader that Nate Colbert had in Atlanta many, many, many years ago where I believe he may have hit 5 home runs and had like 14 RBIs. But, again, the ball
in,
that
in two games
hit,
already or one game?
Yeah, in two games of a doubleheader. It was an incredible doubleheader. This is what I'm comparing it to. It was like a three-game series with 10 RBIs. But the ball he hit in the upper tank in right field, right center, I've been in that ballpark in Miami. And I could hit a 2-iron from home plate and not get up there. Yeah. I mean, that's how far that ball went. It was like Stargell-esque. It was, I wrote about it today in one of my articles. You know, I was thinking of some of the colossal shots that Babe hit and Mickey Mantle and Ted Williams.
Reggie had that big one.
The, the ball off the transformer in the 71 All-Star game. Yeah, that's going to go down in history as one of the most incredible performances. And it's great to see because, you know, he has this little kid love affair with the game of baseball. You could just see it emanating from him. So I was tickled to death, and it was great for the game of baseball.
You think he bet on the Dodgers?
Well, he didn't want to miss that extra point to make it 21-3 at the end. But, you know, that's the only thing he did wrong.
If I were him, I'd bet on myself all the time.
I remember with the 21 years ago, Sean Green, it wasn't on TV, I don't think, in LA. I listened to
Boston
it on
high school.
Sean Green, four home runs, a double and a single, 19 total bases, which is the all-time record for total bases. And that was quite a day, too. But this one is...
You know what, Fred? Let's not forget. I mean, if he was healthy, he might have pitched that game, too.
and, you know, we've been talking about that, Fred. Now you're starting to hear rumors that Ohtani has gone to the Dodger management, the Guggenheim folks, and Dave Roberts, and actually essentially said, look, we get in the playoffs and we get in a situation where you need somebody to close somebody down, I'm here. And I've been even talking about it. I think that's going to be a distinct possibility before the whole thing's over.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think that's insane because the bottom line.
Why risk it?
Every time a Dodger pitcher goes to the mound, it seems that he has a shoulder problem or something.
But they asked him, you know, what his greatest moment in baseball was. And he said, striking out Mike Trout in the World Baseball thing. And you know, I could see him dotting the I in a Dodger World Championship, you know, in the final, you know, out of the game or something like that. I mean, it would really be one for the books.
Laura, what do you think? I mean, was there any chance, in your opinion, of the Dodgers really letting him pitch?
Yeah, the Dodgers seem to have no problem putting their pitchers up there and letting them, you know, get injured. So I don't know. I mean, I think I haven't heard if he's even I guess he's ready to pitch. I mean, it would be.
I saw some highlights of him actually working out in the bullpen. The last, I guess he throws like every sixth or seventh day just to keep the flow going. And they said that, you know, he was winking at a couple of the writers saying he was throwing in the high 80s. And the guys that were catching him, the bullpen catchers, go, yeah, a little faster than that. But it'll be interesting to see.
All right. So since we're talking Dodgers, in the playoffs, you need three starters. So Flaherty, Yamamoto, who's gone four innings a couple of times, and I'm not sure who the third guy is going to be because everybody's injured. It's a very, very delicate situation as far as that is concerned. And, you know, there's an article in USA Today, I think on Friday's USA Today, about are you better off playing in the playoffs right away or waiting the 5 days? And we've discussed that all the time. Of course, last year the Dodgers – wait 5 days and they get swept by Arizona. Artie, do you think it's better under these circumstances where they don't have any pitching to wait the 5 days or not wait the 5 days?
You know, in this particular situation, I kind of agree with you, Fred, but I think, you know, overall, I would like to play baseball because I'm telling you, those 5 days, you know, the Dodgers can use it to get some arms healthy and all that, but those 5 days of not facing live pitching, 1 day, 2 day, I can understand, but the whole season, you only really get basically one off day, you know, pretty much. So you're into a routine. Come day four, come day five, you can play all the inter-squad games you want. It's just not the same as a full house in playoff atmosphere. And then to go from the end of the regular season and then turn on the switch just like that, I think that's a tough deal to handle.
Laura, is it better to wait the 5 days or play right away?
I think it's better for the pitching staff to wait. I don't think it's necessarily better for the other players to wait. I think Art has a good point about getting a little bit of rust. But as far as the pitchers, I don't know who's going to be that third starter. you know, Glasnow's gone for the season.
What's the latest on Walker Buehler?
Well, he's still pitching. I mean, he's not on the IL for, you know.
listen, he pitched a little better in his last start.
He did,
but he's no longer dominant at all. I mean, he's
well, that's an interesting thing about Shohei. Isn't this his second surgery on his elbow?
I think so.
Yeah.
Think
so right. There aren't that many pitchers that have come back from two elbow. I don't know if he had Tommy John or something else, but there's not that many pitchers that have come back to be dominant pitchers after.
I think Verlander and Scherzer might be just a couple of them, and they haven't come all the way back. Yeah. And neither is Jacob DeGrom. So.
Yeah. Andy Barron, you're more objective than Laura and Fred and Artie because we're more Southern California oriented. Who's going to win the World Series?
You know what? It's funny you say that because I didn't get to chime in on the last piece. If the Dodgers can get their pitching staff together, they're the best team, especially if they can count on Ohtani for 10 RBIs a game. They don't really need a lot of pitchers, right? But you know, one of the things you said earlier, Fred. I think in today's game, what scares me about the Dodgers, it's not really you need three, you need four. These guys don't really go with a three-game rotation in the playoffs anymore. You rarely see that. And it amazes me that they're not conditioned to be able to do it, but I think that they are so used to, you know, 5 days of rest between games that they can't do a sustained three-pitcher.
And along those lines, the Phillies just basically said they're going to go with four guys.
Yeah.
They're not going to have Taijuan Walker in their rotation. A lot of the teams are going with the four, but it depends on if you get those off days. You know,
three's not enough, Artie, I don't think. Four, I don't know.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, I think back. I was talking to my son about this. Like, pitchers used to pitch both ends of a doubleheader, right?
Yeah, right. Wilbur Wood, exactly.
But these days, these guys are accustomed to that rest, and when you shorten that timeline during the playoffs – you tend to not, as the playoffs go along, you don't get the quality starts that you would normally see out of these guys.
Do you think you're going to carry like 13 pitchers in a series like that, as opposed to the old traditional 10 or 11?
I don't know about 13, but I think it's at least 10 or 11. And I guess it depends on the team on their makeup. I don't rule it out. You know, it's really, are you going to win? Are you going to win with pitching? Are you going to win with hitting? Right. And it seems like a lot of teams are looking to win with hitting now, because that's the only option they have.
All right, we're going to take a break here and come back with Barron Sports Trivia, and we'll find out what these guys and gal can know and don't know in the middle of the night. Email us, sportsfred@AOL.com. Back on Sports Overnight America.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. I am Fred, along with Laura Snoke and cousin Andy Barron and Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans of USC. Laura, we're going to start with you because you love trivia so much, don't you?
Just tell us the truth. Humor me at first. That's fine. Get it over with.
We're here to help you, kid.
Ryan Sandberg, of course, played 15 years with the Cubs. He made the Hall of Fame, and now hopefully he's beating his illness. Mm-hmm. But he didn't start with the Cubs. Which team did he play 15 games for? Laura?
I'm going to go with my record and saying I don't know.
Can I give her a hint, Fred?
Take a guess. Let her take a guess.
All right. Think of horse racing.
Angels?
All right. Andy Barron, you are a trivia expert. You've won a lot of contests. Ryan Sandberg, 15 years with the Cubbies, but he didn't start with the Cubbies. Which team did he start with?
He started with the team that he ended up managing, the Phillies.
Exactly.
The Philadelphia
right.
Phillies. Art's close to Philadelphia. Is that true, Art Source?
Sure is. He and Dallas Green. Dallas Green wanted him right away because he was one of the stars in the Philly system.
Art, at 127 years of age, you got that right. You're taking some legal medicinal products to stay up late at night and answer these questions. What one are you taking?
Well, this is the new one that's coming out that's going to be our sponsor starting in October. And it's called Mind Restore. And God only knows I need all the restoration I can get. And then this one keeps me up late at night, sometimes when I don't want to be up, but it's called Awaken. And the nootropics are very good because they allow you to really keep your edge when it comes to being able to answer these tough questions that you come up with, Fred.
Okay, so it's Awaken and nootropics, and that's our source at 127 years of age. You know, I can't read my own writing. Okay, are you ready, Andy Barron?
Sure.
Pittsburgh Pirates won the 1960 World Series. Mazeroski, of course, hit the home run. Who was the most valuable player in the 1960 World Series as the Pirates bested the Yankees?
Okay, a little bit before my time, but I'm going to guess. I don't know how I can go with anyone but Roberto Clemente.
Roberto Clemente. Laura Snoke, who won the most valuable player 1960s? A hint is it wasn't for the winning team. It was for the losing team.
And who did they play?
They played the Yankees. And who was the best Yankee? And you'll get it.
In 1960?
Uh-huh.
Mickey Mantle?
Mickey Mantle is the guess. Art Source, you think that's right?
100%.
Well, you better take another pill because you're both wrong.
Who's Yogi Berra?
No.
You're both wrong.
Is it Yogi?
You're still both wrong.
No, I remember, now that you gave me the hint, Harris? I remember who it was.
Harris?
No, it was Bobby Richardson.
Bobby Richardson hit 367 and had like 12 RBIs in the World Series.
How many home runs did Mickey hit in that series, though?
He hit a couple, but they gave it to Richardson I'm not sure how many times that's happened where a player on the losing team actually
not often
won the MVP.
Way to go, Andy.
All right. Art Source, this guy led the majors in RBIs in the 1950s.
For the decade of the 50s.
Yep.
Wow.
50 through 59.
Right. Geez, I'm going to have to go with your birthday boy this week, Duke Snider.
Edwin Duke Snider, you say, do you?
Just to make sure he gets a call out.
Laura Snook, is Edwin Duke Snider the answer?
Obviously not. what team did he play for?
The Dodgers.
Yeah.
The Dodgers. Wally Moon? No.
Wally Moon was later with the Dodgers. Then
later.
Later. I mean, not at the end of the 50s, he was with the Dodgers, but not at the beginning. And okay, Andy, is it Duke Snider, Wally Moon, or who was it?
No, it is Duke Snider for sure. And in fact, the second guy was Gil Hodges right behind him. They both were 1 and 2 in the 50s.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I saw in one trivia book, they had Duke Snider. And in the other trivia book, they had Gil Hodges. And the difference was, one was between 1950 and 1959, and the other was between 1951 and 1960.
60. Oh, that's interesting.
That would have been Gil Hodges. Yeah. So it's
Duke of Flatbush. I'll tell you what, man. At that time in New York City, they had three pretty good center fielders roaming the Polo Grounds, Yankee Stadium, and Ebbets Field.
1986, I'm doing FNN Score, the national TV thing that was after the stock market on FNN. And our guest was Duke Snider. And I might have said this story, I might have told this story on the air. But anyways, we had to pick him up at Hollywood Park where he was signing autographs. So we picked him up at Hollywood Park. I'm driving with Duke Snider, my biggest hero in baseball, and we do the show. And my second favorite player for the Dodgers was Sandy Koufax. And in 1964, in Duke's last year, he played for the Giants. Nobody even knows that, but he did. And the Giants ran out of pinch hitters. And Koufax is pitching for the Dodgers against Snider because they had to use Snider as a pinch hitter. Okay. I remember that. As he struck out on three pitches. Duke on the air, I said, do you remember the Koufax thing? He said, yeah. Sandy was laughing so hard, he walked me on four pitches. Now, I couldn't argue with him because he was the player, right, and I was just the guy that tried to remember what had happened. But I will go back to the fact that I think Sandy struck him out on three pitches.
Reminds me of the situation where John Kruk came up in the All-Star game against Randy Johnson. And he's standing there and Randy Johnson coming from a little bit left-handed against the left-handed hitter. And Kruk, he said, I had no chance of hitting that ball.
Well, you remember he actually had the ball sail a little high and he went to the other side of the box and put his helmet on backwards.
I'm going to bat right-handed. I get a better chance.
Oh, boy. All right.
Hey, I got a question for you, Fred.
Yeah.
Based on what we're talking about, you know, when Duke came was Ebbets Field not the perfect place for a guy like Duke Snider to play, or Campy Campanella, or even the great Gil Hodges? I mean, I was thinking, how many home runs would Campy Campanella have hit over the old Chinese screen that they called in the Coliseum had he not got in that car accident?
93,103 in 1959, the second year the Dodgers were here. Mm-hmm. I was there with my dad, and everybody lit a candle for what Roy Campanella did.
Because that was deep right center, if you remember, in center field in the Coliseum.
Laura, are you ready for Barron Sports Trivia?
As ready as I ever am, since I'm now 0-3.
No, this one you're gonna get right. This TV movie was called It's Good to Be Alive and was based on this Hall of Famer. It's Good to Be Alive, based on this Hall of Famer.
Was that about Campanella?
You say it's about Roy Campanella?
Yeah.
All right. Andy, was it Roy Campanella?
It was, in fact, Roy Campanella. Congratulations.
Well, she
Laura. We got to have a party here for Laura.
Art, was it Roy Campanella?
Darn tootin' it was.
It was Roy Campanella. Anybody remember who played him?
About this.
Give us a hint.
Great actor.
Wasn't Jackie Gleason, though?
Paul Winfield.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. I remember Lou Gossett Jr. was in that movie.
Yeah. Before we go to the break, Art lost his mother this week. I just wanted to...
I wanted to thank a lot of the people who really reached out and showed a lot of, she was a great woman, and a lot of people stepped forward and have really done some nice things. And I just wanted to thank everybody out there that listens to this wonderful show.
You made a wise decision a couple of weeks ago. You flew out to see her.
Yeah, I got to spend 3 wonderful days with her, and she actually had a quesadilla, and the next morning I woke up, she was in Prescott, Arizona, and of course I was like, 8 o'clock my time, 5 a.m. her time, and we got to spend 3 hours really kind of giggling and laughing and sharing some really good times. And I'm very, very happy that happened.
All right, we're going to take a break right here and come back with a whole lot more on Sports Overnight America.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Hey, everybody. We're back on Sports Overnight America. Of course, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. On Thursday night of this week, the New York Jets took apart the Patriots of New England. Andy Barron, you're a Patriots fan. Everything went wrong. Why?
You have to ask that question.
That great offense, huh? How about that offense, huh, Andy?
The Patriots are, you know, it happens with all the dynasties, right? There's a fall off. This is sort of the perpetual rebuilding. I don't know. I mean, this wasn't going to be their year. It's not going to be their next year. It's one of those where I don't want to see them get beaten by like that, and certainly not against the Jets. But I'm not really rooting for them to win too much. We need draft picks. We need to rebuild this team.
What was really interesting was they had won 15 consecutive games against the Jets.
Yeah.
And I guess eight in a row in New York. So it just goes to show you that anything can happen in the National Football League. And, you know, they looked awfully good in the first game of the year, Andy. I mean, you saw how well they looked in that game. And then all of a sudden everybody got their hopes up. And then the last 2 weeks they've reverted back to you know, what the over and under was prior to the season, 4.5, 5 games.
Yeah, well, even the second week, they didn't look terrible. I mean, they could have won that game.
They could have won that game.
Yeah, so, but this one, not sure which team showed up.
They lost in overtime to Seattle, I believe, something
well,
like that.
Well, and Seattle had to get a last, you know, last-minute field goal to throw it into overtime. And the Patriots had the ball first in the overtime. They could have won.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah, but
what,
how about Aaron Rodgers? I mean, Aaron Rodgers looked like the old Aaron Rodgers in that game. I mean,
instead of old Aaron Rodgers?
No, Aaron Rodgers was spent with him. I think he was 26 for 35, I think, for 280 something yards and a couple of touchdowns. I know he played.
You know
what,
though?
Mike Williams, your favorite receiver, stepped up a little bit, looked good. How about the Charger receivers, Fred? Can you believe that? I mean, we don't even know who they are. I'm looking at Quentin Johnson. Who's Quentin Johnson? I'm like, you know, Palmer and all these guys. We were really concerned about their receiving core, but they seem to be doing just fine.
Except this week, at this point, we don't know if Justin Herbert's going to go because he's got a high ankle sprain. And if he doesn't go, they go with Easton Stick. Now, I don't know if you saw any of his preseason games, but
stuck right in my mind.
You can stick the way he played is all I can tell.
They might want to throw Harbaugh in instead.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Let me ask you guys a question. Of course, I'm in Los Angeles, so this is more of a LA thing. But Laura's in LA, and Art, of course, spent most of his life in LA. You know what? We won't even discuss it. I'll tell you because it's not fair to the rest of the public listening in. On Monday night of this week, we had another interesting NFL encounter with the Eagles leading by 3 on the 9-yard line with like a little bit more than a minute to go against Atlanta. Instead of keeping it on the ground, they threw a pass to Saquon Barkley. Now, Saquon Barkley would catch that pass 98 out of 100 times.
Right.
He dropped it.
Right.
Okay, so now that stopped the clock, and they went for the field goal, and they're up by 6. They were up by 3, and everybody said, well, Sirianni made a mistake. And of course he did. I mean, the point is you got to use it 40 seconds though. But the odds again of Barkley dropping that pass. Well, I mean, Art, you played in the National Football League, so you know the tailbacks, running backs. You agree with me that Barkley would, you know, hardly ever drop a pass like that. And if he catches it, he may score, but he certainly gets the first down.
My thing is, nobody's ever stopped that crazy play where they line up like, you know, in the tush push. I would have done that twice, and the game would have been over. I mean, you know, but it's easy. Hindsight is always 20/20, like they say. But you know, the Eagles, that was another one of those press conferences where Sirianni got a little bit chippy with the writers, and the writers had a pretty valid point. You know, why wouldn't you run the ball, take the time off the clock, kick the field goal, and then you win on the last play of the game, and you leave town, you know, the way it is. Sometimes these coaches outthink themselves. I really believe they do. What do you think, Laura?
Yeah, I agree. I think they try to get too cute sometimes. Although, I mean, like Fred said, I couldn't even believe he dropped that ball. I mean, it looked like he had a clear path to the end zone if he caught it. So, and he had a great game other than that, you know. So it was just kind of a heartbreaking loss.
Laura, let me ask you a question. How happy are you that Disney and DirecTV made a deal and we can watch the games without...
Very happy.
You know,
I got ESPN Plus, so I did get to see the games that were blacked out, but I'm happy that they made a deal, of course.
Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. All right, let's talk about the 49ers against the Rams on Sunday. The 49ers, very injured, no question about it. And we don't know if Kittle is going to play either, but we know that.
So three great receivers are out on both teams, essentially. Or four, with Deebo Samuel being out as well. So you got no Nacua, you got no Kupp, you got no Kittle, and you got no Deebo. Sounds to me like maybe McCaffrey and his backup there is going to get the ball a little bit.
But McCaffrey's out.
He's out too?
Yeah, he's out.
Wow. So, I'm liking the under more and more. 43.5.
So the Rams are a 6.5-point underdog at home. If they lose, they're 0-3, and the odds of a team 0-3 making the playoffs not great. What happened, Art? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, you know, I tell you what, whatever that defense that Brian Flores put up against the 49ers last week, where the whole front line, there were seven guys on the line of scrimmage and they built like this, it was almost like an umbrella. It seemed to really get in Kyle Shanahan's mind and Brock Purdy. And I thought it was really devised well, Andy. I mean, you know Brian Flores from all the years with Belichick. They had no answer to it. And, I mean, you couldn't tell of the seven guys who was coming, who wasn't coming. It was really well done. But I look at this game as, you know, it's a huge game for the Rams. I just don't know what McVay can do. We all know he's a great coach. So is Kyle Shanahan. But, you know, when you don't have your horses, I guess you got to play great defense, and you know, and that gives the edge to me. But I mean, I don't know how you can lay points, that kind of 6 points in a game like that. Again, I like the under in the game. I think it's going to be really tight fisted. It's going to be one of those deals where somebody's open, somebody fumbles and does something stupid, and you win.
Laura's a big Raiders fan. Are you happy so far, Laura?
Happy so far. Although I went to the Charger-Raider game at SoFi, which I have to tell you was absolute torture. I don't understand how they can build a multi-billion dollar stadium without air conditioning and call it an outdoor stadium, and it's clearly not an outdoor stadium.
How about all the signs and the flashing lights and the upper deck where it's like it's crazy in that stadium.
Not to mention that there are hardly any elevators, and they had an escalator that went down three stories. I have to tell you, my palms were sweaty on that escalator. It just astounds me. And I felt so bad for the players to have to play in such conditions.
$6 billion for that stadium.
You know, it's crazy, absolutely crazy. And they have air conditioning in the common areas, I guess they're called, and the restaurants. but not on the field and not in the stands. So it's just crazy. But, you know, the Raiders have a great defense. I mean, they've been playing great defense. They are still really weak at quarterback. And I think we really learned that. I really learned the benefit of having a great quarterback watching that Jets game, because you could just see how not only is he such a great quarterback, but he also makes all the other players better. And I just don't see the Raiders going anywhere with Minshew or O'Connell. I don't, you know, I thought they were going to put O'Connell in, but they at the last.
And in Minshew's defense, he played a real good second half. I mean, but
he did.
You know, I look at it as, you know, that Crosby and that defense from the very beginning. You know, I get the E version of the Las Vegas Review Journal, and I read a lot about them. And their defense is going to have to carry them all year long. And right now, you know, that was a huge victory in Baltimore on the road, coming off the deck the way they did. And we're going to see, you know, this week, if they keep the momentum going. I mean, it's just,
well, they're playing the Panthers, so
that helps.
Yeah, who just benched Bryce Young, which I don't know. I mean, there was an article in I think it was in The Athletic about how the NFL is not really treating their young quarterbacks very well, in forcing them to play too soon. You know, not allowing them to like, we look at Aaron Rodgers. How long was it? 3 years did he play under Favre?
It's this financial thing, Laura. They're paying them so much money, they can't wait to get them onto the field.
Do you know how many touchdowns the six quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round have thrown so far?
How many the Patriots have thrown?
Not very many.
What do you think?
I was going to say zero or one.
Okay, zero or one. Laura, what do you say?
I'm trying to think. I'm going to say, I don't know.
Can we count Levis's to the other team?
All right, Laura, you want to guess?
Two, one. I'm going to say
All
one.
Right. Andy, you want to guess?
Yeah, I'm guessing one as well.
The answer is zero.
Is it zero?
On the game last night, they put it up. You know what else is crazy? So far this year, not including last night where there was three touchdowns and one field goal, there have been more field goals than touchdowns.
Yeah.
Now, from a fan's perspective, Laura's talking about the problem she had at SoFi, but I'm talking just in a national fan's perspective, watching on TV or whatever. Touchdowns are supposed to be, I mean, you're supposed to get more touchdowns than field goals. Artie, any comments?
Well, all I got to say is it'd be a great time to be a kicker. I'm just born 40 years too late or too early. I mean, seven field goals in a game and things like that. I mean, I remember Jim Bakken did it way back when, but it's, you know, six field goals, seven field goals. And, you know, and everybody says at the beginning of the year, the defenses are ahead of the offense. I can understand that. Like in baseball, the pitching's ahead of the hitting. But the bottom line is this, all the rules are slanted toward the offensive end of the game. And I'm seeing a big sea change in teams wanting to run the football. They want to shorten the games, run the football, keep their players fresh. It makes a lot of sense. But my other question I wanted to delve into is, do you guys really think, you know, Tua should be considering coming back and playing after three official concussions? No. And a couple other that happened.
Hold that okay. Thought. We'll come back right after this, and we'll discuss that on Sports Overnight.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, everybody, we're back on Sports Overnight America. Laura Snoke, cousin Andy Barron, and Art Source. Art asked a question right before the break. Should Tua come back? Art, what do you think?
You know, personally, I know he signed a huge contract. I don't know the stipulations in the bargaining agreement between the NFLPA and the league. But, you know, I look at it, we've talked about this in other sports, Fred, as well. There comes a time where I think you got to look at the long-term effects of what happens when you get, you know, these concussions. And, you know, I just hope he makes the right decision for him. And, you know, I know his agent very well, Lee Steinberg, and I'm concerned, and they all are.
You know what?
What do you think? Should he come back?
I don't think so. I mean, I think he's risking his long-term health. I mean, he's a young guy, and he's risking brain injury at this point, brain damage. And I mean, I can understand why he'd want to come back. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just such a lure.
And they're competitors, right?
Yeah, it's such a, you know.
But all right, you know what?
All these players that come back from injuries, and you say, why do they want to come back? You know, they don't really need to come back, but it just, I mean, you know, Art, because you play, I mean, it just must be so much fun and such a lure to so hard to leave, but he's just obviously risking his future health. Well,
it's not even long-term. I mean, when you look at that last concussion, that wasn't even a big hit, right? No. The key is every time you get a concussion, you become more prone to get a concussion again.
Right.
That hit would have 99 times out of 100 just resulted in the guy getting up and finishing the game. And what the question I have on this is, you know, you see in the preseason, I don't know what these things are called, but those pads that they actually put over the helmets.
And the guys are wearing them. And some of the guys are wearing them in regular season games now.
Why aren't they mandatory now? What's the, if they know that they work and they don't prevent any performance on the field, why don't they just make that part of the game? That's the part I don't understand, because it's just mind-boggling.
I think it comes down to the guys don't think they look good in them.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe.
Which is the stupidest reason of all time.
Yeah, what's CT?
You know what it is, Artie? I think the guys don't want to wear it because they don't want to be the guy who looks like the wimp who's wearing it, kind of like this, you know, every
sport. Do you remember the old Jack in the Box commercials where the guy says, you know, that's my son out there. You can kind of tell the difference who he is. That's what I got to kick.
If they made them mandatory, they'd all wear them. I just think these guys want to be, you know, manly. I don't want to be the guy who has to put that on.
And the other thing, Andy, and this is something I really firmly believe in, I think they have to get together with the motorcycle industry and come up with a helmet.
Once you hit it, you take it off and get a new one. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
I have a question along. What do you think Tua is going to come back?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
Sadly.
All right. For Laura, for Andy, for Art, for Mario, stay tuned for more of Sports Overnight America.